Good morning. We're going to continue the Chayotim. We're going to skip to we're going to skip to Simen Nun Gimel. So, but till now we've been talking about the Mila of Basic Knesses, and there's a tremendous Mila of the Basic Knesses. There's a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says that a person's Tefillah is only Nishmas if it's said in a Basic Knesses or a Basic Medrash. And that Mila, now we're talking about the Mila of Tefillah of with a Minyan. And so we're moving to the Minyan of Tefillah B'tzibur. So just as introduction to these Simonim over here. So there is a few elements included in Tefillah B'tzibur. One of them is, as we'll see later on, in Klal Yotes, the Chayyarim will say one of them is the Minyan of saying Doron Shem B'Kedusha, which is included in Mikdash Tibisot Ben Yisrael. This is going to be a machlokes whether that is on the level of an asmachto or that is a level on a deraiso, that a person fulfills the mitzvah of Mikdash Tibisot Ben Yisrael when he says the Dvar Moshe B'Kedusha. Besides that, there is a need of a person should daven Tefillah B'Tzibur. A person's Tefillah is only Shmas when it said B'Tzibur, the Tefillah B'Tzibur. The Gemara says that the Tefillah B'Tzibur is guaranteed that it's going to be heard. There's a Gemara in the Cain Kelkaber. Kael Kabir Lo Yimas. Rosham is not Moyas Tefillas and Shal Rabim. That's one point. There is the Rambam says that Tefillas Libra is Mishmas Tomid Afilo Hoyiba and Choytim. Even if a person is a Choyte, he's going to have the mile that his Tefillah is going to be accepted. So there is a Ramban and the Parsha's bow. He says that the whole mile of the Basic Knesses is that a Tzibur should come together and give praise to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the whole mile of the Basic Knesses is to create this place where we're going to be able to do this Tefillah B'Tzibur. That being said, there are halachic limitations how far a person has to travel for the purpose of Tefillah B'Tzibur. If a person is local, a person has a chiyuv to travel up to 18 minutes to be able to join the Tefillah B'Tzibur. If a person is traveling, he's mechuyav to continue moving further ahead. If he can get Tefillah B'Tzibur, he's mechuyav to keep traveling 72 minutes. He's mechuyav to travel backwards 18 minutes to be able to get Tefillah B'Tzibur. The Gemara says that a person who is living in a city and does not join the Tefillah B'Tzibur, he's considered a shachin ra, a bad neighbor. He doesn't join in amongst the neighbors, other members of Klal Yisrael, to join together. The Gemara calls him a shachin ra. He's not fulfilling his neighborly duties. And that's what we're going to be talking about over here. What exactly are the chiyuvim upon one individual to be able to join to the tzibur to make sure the tzibur has a minyan? So the first simon and simon and gimel deals with Irshein Ba'el Asura. The city has only 10 Jews in it. And one of them wants to leave, to go away for Yom Neroyim, to go somewhere else. So Kafen Asur Lishoyer, the other 9 members have a right to force him to remain. Or the Haskar Acher B'Mekamayu, to hire somebody to come in his place. If there's 11 people and 2 want to leave, so Yaskiro Shneim Echad Beshutas B'Mekamayu, Rishem Yifur B'Shabbos. So they hire one person together, the 2 of them hire one person together, and they share the cost. Even if the 2 of them, one of them is poor, one of them is rich, they pay the same amount. If each one has a chiyuv to replace themselves, and that chiyuv is not changed, it means that only would have that chiyuv to replace himself, regardless whether there's an usher or not. So that can be the cost. So he cannot shift the primary burden of the cost onto the usher. And And besides that, they would bring a chazan in for Yom Neroim, would be able to lead them in tefillah and make sure that they're saying, you know, make sure they're saying all the words, etc. So the cost of bringing the chazan applies to, even though the people leave, that which they choose to leave, that's their business, but they were part of the tzibur, the tzibur has a chiyuv to bring in this chazan, they have a chiyuv to pay as well. Even though the person left early on, before Yom Tov, as long as he's not moving away to a different city, but he's living in the city still, he left quite early on, he has a chiyuv to replace himself with somebody else, and help pay for the chazan B. If only 8 people live in that this place, in that situation they have to hire people to come. So not that a person's hiring somebody in his place, but they're hiring people to come join them, so that they divide up, like we saw before, chatzit efimam and chatzit efinavoshes. So each individual would have to contribute part of it. So half of the cost would be divided amongst the 8 people equally, and the remainder of the cost would be divided according to each person's financial ability. And the Ani is not bound, doesn't have anything to keep there anyway, so he could go somewhere else theoretically and get his minion. The Asher is more bound to the town because of his properties. If a person was forced to leave for safety reasons, he's not mechuyev to pay. But the reason why he can't come is because there's a debt which he owes, which he's not paying, or something of that sort, which is considered a pshia on his part. But there's no danger to him, so then he's mechuyev to pay, even though there's something preventing him from being here. That's not a valid reason that he doesn't have to contribute. Have a good day.